It's KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We are live in Studio 1A. Jake Perlman is our engineer, and we're really pleased to welcome this group. They've been in town last night, and they're going to be playing again tonight. They're opening for Fleet Foxes for a couple of sold-out shows. The group is a Bedouin, and it's fronted by a young lady named Asnif Korkisyan. Close enough?
That's perfect.
Okay, and she's wearing an Armadillo World Headquarters T-shirt today, so she's certainly in the spirit to be here at KUTX. Well, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So how's it been opening for Fleet Foxes? Have you been part of kind of the tour?
Yeah, it's a short little stint. We got five shows in total, but it's been wonderful so far. I have a couple left. Those guys are as nice as they are talented. And yeah, it's been a real treat.
And you get a receptive audience for your set?
Yeah, they're real music lovers, especially here in Austin, as I'm sure you know.
Yeah. Yes, we know. Well, let's have you do a tune and then we can talk a little bit.
Okay.
All right. This is Bedouin live in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9.
All right. The song is called Nice and Quiet. After all, isn't it the time that we make? And all the innocence we give and we take. I've tried so hard to be there for you. It seems it may mean disappearing for you. I don't want to run, I don't want to try to fight. Every time I try, I find new ways to deny it. I will try my best to keep my head nice and quiet for you. You. I don't wanna hide, I don't wanna make it right. Anything you lose, I'm sure you read it, try and find it. When I'm on my way, I'll keep my feet nice and quiet for you. You.
Live in Studio 1A this afternoon with the group Bedouin, and we just heard the lead track from their new self-titled album. And the tune was called Nice and Quiet. It was nice and quiet.
We try.
Yeah. Well, I think it'd be interesting for our listeners to know a little bit about your history. Your family's Armenian. You were born in Aleppo, Syria, but you largely grew up in an American compound in Saudi Arabia and then came to the United States as a tween.
Yeah.
Thereabouts, and lived all over. We were in Boston and Houston, so in a sense you are kind of nomadic, your band name is
exactly
called.
I think moving at a young age overseas kind of rendered my attention span a little short, so I did have a knack for moving around a little bit.
So growing up, you heard, I guess, a lot of Middle Eastern music.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, a lot of like Armenian and Arabic and some Greek music.
But once you got to the States, I guess you were inundated with just American music, popular music.
I mean, my parents still did play a lot of Middle Eastern music at home. But I did have a kind of a late education. You know, I actually went to UT for a year. Oh. I took a class called History of Rock and Roll, mm-hmm. 101. It was very informative. Yeah.
From, what was his name, Jerry?
Jerry.
Garbetti?
Ben and Jerry?
No. Oh, forget it.
Jerry Garcia?
No. I wish. No. Anyway, so your new album, it's your first album, mm-hmm. and you recorded over the length of a few years, and
yeah.
your bass player, Guy Seifert, was the producer.
Guy Seifert, yeah.
Seifert is the producer on it, right?
Yep, he sure is.
So was there an advantage to kind of stretching it out over a period of time?
I think so. I mean, it certainly wouldn't be what it is if it wasn't. We worked, upwards of 25 songs, 30 maybe. We've got the bones to at least 30 songs. And when it came time to get our best 10, we got to cherry pick those. So I think that was an advantage. You know, I mean, it's always nice when you have like a cohesive few weeks in the studio, you can focus, but I think there were other advantages to having the time to think about what we were doing and whittle it down, you know.
And the album's gotten really great reviews and good press. And
yeah, that's so. Definitely been the cherry on top.
So was that, were you surprised by that or?
I mean, it's great. I have to say, I mean, I felt really proud of the work that we did when we were done. So I didn't want to be too affected, whether the reviews were good or bad, but they've been positive generally, and I'm grateful for that for sure.
We're here with Bedouin Osnith Korkisyan,
mm-hmm.
Is the singer and songwriter. Also, you have a degree in sound design, and you work on editing sound in movies and selecting music?
Yeah. I came out to LA for an internship editing sound, and then I was pretty proficient in Pro Tools, so I worked almost right away doing like video game dialogue and then dialogue editing for like non-script TV, and finally got into the union, and I've been music editing up till really recently, actually. I worked on the movie The Big Sick with Mike Andrews composing. It was really fun.
All right. Bedouin is the group, and in addition to Gus Seifert, who's on the bass, we have Tyler Cash on piano and Josh Adams over there on the drums. Get you to do another one?
Yeah. This song is called One of These Days. Very original title. But if I feel alone in the morning dew, I stop.
Another track from the new album, self-titled album from Bedouin, One of These Days. So are you all touring on your own?
Well, we've got one more night here in Austin and one night in Dallas tomorrow. Then we got a little break, and then I'm on my own up and down the coast in September with Willie Watson. And then I'll be in the UK with Michael Kiwanuka for a little bit, and then Matthew E. White.
All right.
Yeah, so I got a little bit ahead of me.
Little thing going. Yeah. So, you know, I was reading it, and of some of the people who have been influential, and one was Townes Van Zandt, which might have surprised me.
It surprised you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's great. He's near and dear to a lot of us here in Austin.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Yeah. Well, he's awesome. And actually, I mentioned that one time, and I got all his records from Fat Possum, which was really generous of them, and yeah, been enjoying those.
Well, it's really been a pleasure having you, and thanks for bringing the band in, too, today.
Oh, man, the pleasure's all ours.
So some of you will be lucky enough to catch Bedouin tonight when they open for Fleet Foxes at ACL Live at the Moody Theater, and otherwise, hopefully you'll be back in our neck of the woods sometime soon.
I hope so, yeah. Yeah.
Well, thanks again for coming in. Thanks to Jake Perlman, our engineer, and to Jorge and his crew of videographers. And we should have a video. In fact, there's an older video from, was it South by Southwest?
Yeah, we go way back.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jorge and Emma and Martin, Yeah.
Well, we'll have new video of what you've all just heard. The band's going to do one more song that we'll have up on our website, hopefully within about 24 hours, along with the videos. So, and best of luck out on the road. And gentlemen, thanks for coming in as well.
Thanks to you, Jay.
Yeah, you're welcome. And again, they have a new self-titled album out called Bedouin. It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience.
Dusty, you're dusty. but they don't come close. No, they don't come close to the way that I feel about you now. The way that I feel about you now. Someday